What an amazing expression of what our week has been. And honestly can say that. This evening when my granddaughter heard that I was going to have a little wrap up, she remembered what I spoke on 3 years ago. And she said, "Grandpa, are you going to talk about running again?" And I said, "Yes, I am, Kristen. We're going to talk about the race that you and I are in." 3 years ago, we talked from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. No, you're not. And I hope this rings in our heart this year, that they which run in a race, we run all. This is what the Lord is calling us to do. Not half-hearted, but we run all. He says there, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run. That's the rest of this year. That's till the Lord comes. So run that we may obtain. This world runs in races to have corruptible crowns. We run for an incorruptible crown. Now, what is a conference for? Why do we come to a Bible conference? What happens to us when we're here? Oftentimes, if I could say it this way, we come that our batteries might be recharged. We come that we might again have fellowship with other Christians, that we might look again, that we might look back on my life. Where have I been? And I might say to the Lord, "Lord, where are you going to take me? I'm willing to go. I want to run in this race for your honor and glory." You know, it's after we've been looking at those who did not run very well. "You did run well," Paul could say to the Galatians. "Who has hindered you?" Someone had influenced them. The results were deadly. But I'm going to turn now, as I'm thinking of you riding home tomorrow, going back to the assembly again, that we're in a much better position to evaluate what has been keeping me from running well. What is it in my life? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, others that are mentioned, Samuel, all these, we see them compassed about, you and I, they're gone, you and I are still here. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, every weight." What are those things? As you go home in the car tomorrow, as you think of this conference, what are those things in your life that the Lord has called you this week? And he has said to you, "My child, will you lay that aside? It's hindering. It's hurting your progress. It's keeping you from being all that I want to make you to be. Let us," not a command, but the Lord Jesus, through the apostle, beseeching you and I that there would be a looking at our own lives. Let us lay aside every weight. And then, you know, the King James translation says, and I'll read it there, it says, "and the sin." You mark that "the" out. "The" is not there. It's sin which does so easily beset us. I don't know what you were into before you came here, but I believe the Lord has spoken to many of you, not just in our young people's readings, but many of the adults here. And you recognize and you own that there were things in your life that were not only a weight, but they were absolutely wrong. The sin or sin which doth so easily beset us. We know that by experience. You know it, and I know it, that I'm no match for Satan. I'm no match for the enemy and all the things that he would put around us. Let us lay aside the weights, the things that are holding me back, in sin which does so easily beset us. Here we are, Kristen. Let us run. We can't get away from running. We're running home to glory. This is what we're doing. We're running that race. And the apostle can say, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, this race is a wonderful race. There's an object before us, and it's the Lord Jesus himself. It's not the Lord Jesus on a cross. It's not the Lord Jesus in a grave. It's the Lord Jesus in glory. I'm running to that blessed one. You're running to that blessed one. My heart, my affections, everything about me is looking off unto Jesus. And then we've been reminded tonight that we do sometimes face difficulties. I don't know what the year will bring for me. You don't know what the year will bring for you. We all recognize that. But what does he say here? Looking off unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And what does it say of him? Who for the joy that was set before him. What is that joy? That day and that moment was going to come when the church is going to be presented to him. Do you know how it's going to be? Without a spot, without a wrinkle. You may look around today and see all the divisions and all the problems, but know that it's going to be presented unto him, a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle. And the Lord Jesus was looking to that day. He says, who for the joy that was set before him. And then I'm reminded, the cost involved in my redemption. He endured the cross. He endured the cross, despising the shame. He is the one that I look back and I see what he has been through for me. And now I see that he has allowed this, whatever it is, to come into my life. I can give up or I can endure as he did. I can run well or I can run poorly as the Galatians did. For the unsaved in here tonight, last night, the night before, it was a choice as to who they were going to belong to. For us tonight, who belong to the Lord Jesus, it is again a choice. I never get away from decisions and choices. How am I going to run? And I want you to think of that. When you're in the car tomorrow going home, and there's a moment of quietness, turn the music off and think, where have I been? What have I learned? How has the Spirit of God spoken to me at EBC 2016? He says, he endured the cross and is set down at the right hand. He is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord help you, young or old, wherever we are in between, to run that race. So run that you and I might obtain. May God bless you. I will echo again the words of Tony or of Tony and John. What a blessing it has been to be with you young people this week. The Lord has richly blessed us. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Thank you very much. Let's just commit ourselves to the Lord.